Chav Beishvat, Toshin Nun Beis. In the Sikh related to the fourth Yortzeit of the Rebbe Simchai Mushke, Chav Beishvat, Toshin Nun Beis, the Rebbe in the Sikh reveals amazing things about this event, the date that it took place, and what these things mean for us. The date of the Rebbe's passing is found in the same month as two other grand events, epochal events. Yud Shvat, which is the Hilula of the Friedrich Rebbe, and Yud Alev Shvat, the day when the Rebbe officially accepted leadership and inaugurated the seventh generation, the Dor HaShvi'i. The Rebbe explains the deeper significance of these events on these dates and how they relate to the Geula. First of all, while we generally view the Rebbetzin as Pashat the Rebbe's wife, the Rebbe in the Sicha identifies her primarily as the daughter of the Friedrich Rebbe. Her passing comes as a continuation of and an addition to the great elevation that occurred on her father's Hilula and Yud Shvat. To give us insight as to what's going on behind the curtains, so to speak, the Rebbe explains that there are two dimensions of a dwelling place down below, Dir B'Tachtoinim. One is a revelation of Hashem's essence, Atzmusa Yisborech, and the second is that this revelation is drawn down below. And the Rebbe says more specifically, one is a dwelling place for Him, but not Him Himself, so to speak, meaning the dwelling place itself, and two is the revelation of His essence itself, Atzmusa Yisborech. These correspond to what was explained in the Sikh of Parshas Yisroi, describing the first and last Aseres HaDibrois, the first, as we know, were said by Hashem directly, and the second and the last ones were via Moshe Rabbeinu, which are reflected in the numbers 10, which refers to the world, and 11, transcending the world. Check that sicha for details. As explained over there, the Aseres HaDibrois were given twice in order that they could be internalized by Bnei Yisrael without the recipients, us, being overwhelmed by the great revelation from above. In the Rebbe's words, the ultimate intent is that Bnei Yisrael, by their own effort and with their own power, avidosim bekeach atzmam, will draw down the revelation of 11 by making the 10, tachtein, a fitting vessel for receiving this revelation of 11. This is the basis to explain the significance of the three periods which the Rebbe identifies in the Sicha, the 10th, 11th, and 22nd days of Shvat. The 10th day of the 11th month, Shvat is the 11th month, meaning the Chiddush, from the word Chodesh, month. A month is an Indian of Chiddush, meaning the Chiddush of 11 being drawn down and revealed in the world, which is 10, as was mentioned above. The Avoida until Yud Shvat was focused on preparing the world, the aspect of 10, to be fitting to receive the revelation of 11, which transcends the world, without being nullified out of existence. The emphasis is on the 10, the receiver, and there is an emphasis on the difference between the level of 10 and the level of 11. The 11th day of the 11th month, when the Rebbe accepted the Nesius, which implies a revelation of the 11 itself, which in turn elevates the 10, but in a way where the 10 loses its importance in the place of the 11, being nullified to the union of the 11, which is above world. And the third thing is the ultimate goal, the perfect unity and connection, when the dwelling place is united with the one who dwells. Hashem's essence, referred to in Chassidus as the created sense of reality, is one thing with the true reality. Hayesha Nivra, hu dover echadim, Hayesha Amiti. And the Yidin, the dwelling place, fully united with Hashem's essence. Interestingly, the Rebbe then repeats this explanation in a slightly different way. He says the 10th is finishing the last remnants of Golas, drawing down 11 into 10, but where they remain two separate things, from the view of the Tachtin, the 11 not being completely invested into the world. The second stage is 11th of the month, the elevation of the Tachtin to the level of the 11, the revelation only of the aspect of 11 that is Shaykh to 10. But of course, the 11 has much more than that also. And the third is 22nd of the month, Chav Beis. The perfect Shlemis of 10 and 11, reflected in the number 22, which is 2 times 11. This is the unification of both the level of 11, which is Shaykh to the world, and the second time, via the effort of Bnei Yisrael on their own, to draw it down, which is a higher level, even higher than the Aseres HaDibrois. Meaning that through the 22 letters of the Torah that Ayid studies, it becomes unified with Hashem's essence.
The Rebbe says that after Chav Beis Shvat, it brought about the last stage in preparing the world for Geula. This last stage is our Avodah now. The task is not to prepare the Tachton, ourselves in the world, since this has already been completed, nor is it to elevate the Tachton while it remains separate and subsumed in the revelation of the 11. Rather, the Avodah now depends on the effort of the Yidden themselves, that by our own effort we bring about the unification of these levels to the point where the Mekabel becomes unified with the Mashpia. That's described in Parshas Vayishlach also. And in this Sikha, the Rebbe emphasizes that this pertains to learning Torah. And the Rebbe says how this last stage has already begun and it only depends on our effort. Now, there's very, very lofty things to understand. So how can we translate them to matters which we can understand and relate to in our daily lives? So we're going to suggest the following possible explanations, a way to understand them. So the three stages in the Avodah of Chassidim. Right? The Rebbe talks about three stages in the Avodah in general. What is this in the life of Chassidim? The first stage, which the Rebbe says until Yud Shvat. So until Yud Shvat, the Chassidim had the Avodah to work on themselves, the Seichel and Midas, to prepare themselves for the Geula. This was the Avodah of the sixth generation, where the difference in the roles of the Chassidim and the Rebbe was emphasized. This avoided the preparation of the recipient, the number 10, the Chassidim in this case, was completed upon the Histalkus of the Friedrich Rebbe on Yud Shvat. The second stage, beginning with Yud Aleph Shvat, the Nesius of the Rebbe, the avoida of the seventh generation begins. The emphasis is not on one's avoida with himself, but on one's task to influence the world around. This is most pronounced in the union of shlichus, where the shlich puts aside the perfection of his personal avoida in order to become an emissary and representative of the Rebbe. In other words, the 11 is what's important over here, not the 10. This matches what the Rebbe says about the 10 being subsumed into the 11. The shaliach's personal life and interests are subsumed into the Rebbe's concerns. The shaliach and the one who sent him are now share a common avoida, more so than in the previous generation. But it is really the avoida of the Rebbe into which the shaliach is subsumed. In other words, the shaliach gives up his personal life to be part of the Rebbe's avoida. And thus, they remain two separate entities. And the third stage, after Chav Beis Shvat, the emphasis on Mashiach shifts into high gear, ascending from year to year with an increasing emphasis on the Avoda being Bekoich Atzmam, from their own effort, and the amazing explanations of the revelation of Atzmus and the unification of the Mashpi and the Makabel, which we're learning here in these Sichas. Of course, all this takes on a new dimension after Gimel Tammuz, when Chassidim are forced to proceed without open revelations of the Rebbe, and the Rebbe's Inyanim are now the chassid's own inyanim. Now, those Rebbe is not telling you to do it now. You're choosing to do it, and you're choosing to say, I care about these things. The border between the Rebbe and the chassid becomes increasingly obscured and blurred, as the Rebbe becomes more and more revealed through the actions of the chassid, yet the chassid's reality is not nullified. In other words, the avoida has progressed from working primarily on ourselves and making ourselves vessels for godliness. It's progressed to nullifying ourselves as much as possible and allowing the Rebbe to elevate us to the level of his inyanim. And from there, to where our reality is intertwined with the Rebbe's reality. The things which matter to the Rebbe matter to us, and we are motivated to attend to these matters, not out of bittul to the Rebbe, but because these things matter to us. We have the same concerns. As an example, a chassid who labors to bake shmur matzah for himself and his family for Pesach, in the second stage, he becomes a shaliach, who puts aside his own holiday joy in order to fulfill the will of the Rebbe that all the Jews in his area should have shmur matzahs for Pesach. And then finally, in the third stage, he becomes unified with the Rebbe in the sense that he himself is personally concerned and his joy is dependent on the fact that all the Yidden in his area should have shmur matzahs, and therefore he does whatever he must do to accomplish it. Not because the Rebbe told him, but because he is now, it's his inyan. It became his inyan. Very interesting sicha, and very kedai to read it in the original.